Kandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Kandu, the magician. Would you like to make magic your hobby? Want to do magic tricks like Kandu? Then send today for Kandu's first magic trick offer. Kandu calls it the Assyrian Money Changer. It changes pennies into dimes right before your eyes. And you can have this trick for your very own by sending 25 cents and a White King box top to Kandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen. You take a penny from your pocket or handbag and lay it on the table. Then cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. Now remove the block while everyone watches closely. And behold, in place of the penny, there's a silver dime. Begin your collection of Kandu's magic tricks with this thrilling Assyrian money changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to this address, Kandu, Los Angeles 21, California. Kandu will send you his Assyrian money changer postpaid, complete with instructions. Send for Kandu's Assyrian money changer tonight. After dinner at the home of Pavel Karowitz, once the king of the little Balkan country of Matavania, Frank Chandler and the former King Pavel go into the latter's study to talk alone. There, Chandler enlists his help in defeating the plot of a powerful unknown figure who is using the small country as an entering wedge for world conquest. As they talk, Pavel's huge watchdog outside the house barks frantically. Pavel rises to investigate. He opens the study door to face the crack of pistol shots. The present scene opens in the castle on the mountain. It is 2 hours later. Kandu, the magician.
Why don't you go to bed, Frank? There's nothing more you can do.
You go if you like, Dot. If King Pavel dies...
It wasn't your fault. Sit down and drink your coffee.
I still don't see how anyone could have heard what we were saying. He told me he'd had that room soundproofed.
Why?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, why should he want it to be soundproofed? Unless he was planning to take back his throne.
He insisted he knew nothing about any plot against Metzels. I believed him. I still do.
Oh, I hope you're right. Because if Metzos had him shot, he knows you were with the king.
No, Dot, Metzos wouldn't try to blame the shooting on me. He'd stir up all sorts of international complications, and that's the last thing he wants.
Oh, I don't mean that. I mean you'll be next.
Well, that's a chance I have to take. Either the king knows the name of the man behind Metzos, and was shot to keep him from telling me, or, well...
Or what?
Or it wasn't meant to happen at all.
Frank, it wasn't an accident. You know there'd been someone outside all evening. The way that dog barked and barked. Why, I can hear him yet.
Well, there's no use going over it anymore, Dot. As soon as they'll let anyone see his father, Nicholas will send me word. If the king will just tell me the name of that man.
Frank, who do you think shot him?
It's only a guess, Dot.
You think it was that dwarf?
Well?
That's why you didn't see anyone in the drawing room when you came out of the study. No one but a Rainier could get out of sight in 2 seconds.
Listen, Dot. Listen. You know what that means.
Oh, he's dead. Poor, tragic man.
And the whole thing's so useless. When will the decent people of this world learn that you can't go halfway with violence and evil?
Mother, are you and Uncle Frank still down there?
Yes, dear. Go back to bed. You'll freeze up there in that cold hall.
What do you suppose is going on down in the town? Hear all the bells?
I wasn't asleep, Mother. I kept thinking of... Uncle Frank, you look positively grim. Where are you going?
To get the crystal. King Pavel is dead.
Oh.
That's why the bells are tolling.
Gosh.
nice guy.
Betty, sit over here by the fire and button your robe all the way up.
I feel so sorry for Nicky.
So do I. I hope I can find a way to protect him. By the power of the 3x3, I will know what is in the mind of Jan Metsos at this moment.
Why, there's a picture in the crystal already.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, it's the room where we saw him before, Frank.
Metsos' library. Yes, Dimitri's with him. I thought so.
It was not the arrangement, Dimitri. Nicholas was to die first.
Why did you permit it?
It was Jan Metsos who brought Aranier into the country.
Did Aranier shoot the king, Uncle Frank? Well, how do you know?
Dimitri.
I can't hear them.
I will not be tricked by your smooth words. You planned Pavel's death, knowing I would be blamed.
I assure you, my friend, I would have handled it with more finesse.
You are lying.
I told you, Dot, it wasn't supposed to happen.
If Pavel's death should touch off a peasant revolt, what then?
What indeed? You are responsible for keeping order. If you cannot...
There was order until you came.
You have lost your strength, Metzos. You cannot even control Esteban's band of mountain gypsies.
Keep to the point.
When he learns of it, he will see that you are no longer strong enough to be kept in office here.
Who does he mean, Uncle Frank?
I only wish they'd come out with his name.
My report of Pavel's death has already been sent. Before the answer comes, you will be wise to leave for Paris.
Mentioned my name.
I made a complete report.
I am beginning to believe you really did not order the killing.
No, maybe they'll get down to business about it.
Oh, if neither one of them planned it, it's just another of those senseless Balkan killings.
Well, Metsos, you must have known I too would send a report to him.
For Pete's sake, are they scared to mention his name?
I have asked for an explanation of your actions, Dimitri. When I...
You will not be pleased, I assure you.
You have been sent to spy on me.
My dear Metsos.
So... I understand. I am to be like the others. Disgraced. Purged.
You know the procedure
well. When I receive this answer, I will act. But I will not submit like the others. I have resources you know nothing about.
Oh, he has. I must find out about that.
You will need them, if I am not mistaken. I will leave you now, Metsos. It is late, and you still have much to do before morning.
What do you say?
You will need time to arrange the details of a state ceremony for the unfortunate Pavel, and to find a peasant who can be accused of the killing.
No, they're inhuman.
You see, I too know how it is done. Good night, Metzos. Pleasant dreams.
Well,
they sure didn't sound as if either one of them knew who did it, Uncle Frank.
They didn't say that, Bob. It happened before they were ready, that's all. And now the trouble between them is out in the open.
Uncle Frank, why couldn't you see that man in the crystal? The man they were talking about.
I don't know who he is. It's impossible to... Why, who's that?
Where? Not Aranier.
I don't think so.
Mother, behind the curtain.
Lugos!
This is a place of demons. You are Satan himself.
Come over here. Just what did you think you were going to hear?
Nicti pan. I will go now.
Not yet. How long were you there?
One moment only. Prosimpan, I came to draw the curtains. When I heard the bells and knew Pavel Karipits was dead, I could not move.
Just a loyal subject of the king.
It is so.
Well, then, what was that line about this being a place of demons?
I heard the sound.
Lugos, who's been paying you to spy on us?
I do not spy. I am a poor man. So I am a servant in this castle where spirits walk. No other man would bring his wife to work in this haunted castle.
Frank, he must have been hiding behind the curtain for more than an hour.
If you're so anxious to see what's in the crystal, Lugos, suppose you stand here and look.
I do not want to know. I only...
Yes?
Nicti, I have served you well, but you will not believe what I tell you.
I know it's not true. Look in the crystal, Lugos.
No. You are the prince of demons.
Look. Look at the face of the man who sent you here.
I do not see.
Who is it, Frank?
Dimitri.
No. I've never once thought Dimitri might do that.
All right, Lugos. What does Dimitri want to know about me?
Nicti, nothing.
Tell me.
He cares nothing for what you do unless you go from Lubov.
Do you mean he wants Mr. Chandler? all of us to go or to stay here?
He means he wants to know if and when I go out of town. Is that it, Lugos?
A spy right here in the house.
Answer me.
When he knows I have told you this, he will not pay me. So you must pay.
Well, how do you like that? You sound like that, what's his name, Gomez.
But Chandler, what have you done with Gomez?
I want to know about Dimitri. Or would you care to join Gomez, wherever he's gone?
No. Dimitri believes you have come here because Esteban has called you.
Esteban the gypsy? Oh, how silly.
So Dimitri wants to know if I go to the Mountain of the Scimitar. Well, well.
I never heard anything so dopey.
All right, Lugos. You can go.
But Uncle Frank, he'll tell Dimitri everything you said.
I hardly think so. You won't care to go to Dimitri and confess you were so clumsy. Will you, Lugos?
You have not paid me for what I have told you.
You'll be paid for the work we engaged you to do. Pack your things and get out of this house at once.
I wish I had never come to this place of evil spirits. I curse you all!
Well, the same to you and many of them.
Oh, Bob, don't say that ever.
Mom, you don't think anything I said would hurt him?
Well, I don't want to hear anything more about curses. And as soon as Lugos and Mara leave, we're going to bed.
Go now, Dot. I'll see them off the place.
I bet if you told Mr. Metzos what you saw in the crystal, he'd be so scared he'd tell you that man's name.
I may have to do that yet. But just now, I'm thinking about Dimitri.
No wonder.
He's not connected with the Staben, or he'd know I'm not. I'll be glad when Lupo gets back here.
Well, what do you want him for?
He knows the gypsy trails.
Oh, Frank, why don't you wait until...
I can't put it off any longer, Dot. I'm going to have a good look at that Mountain of the Scimitar.
The alchemist of old spent his lifetime trying to change base metals into silver and gold. But now Chandu will teach you this secret of the ages. With his mystifying Assyrian money changer, you can change pennies into dimes. Chandu will send you this magic trick for just 25 cents and a White King box top. Listen. You place a penny on a table. Then cover the coin with the mystic ruby block, the magic money-changing block. Now utter the magic word, so-coot. Remove the block. And in place of the penny, there is a silver dime. You boys and girls will want to start your magic collection with this Assyrian money changer. Here's a fine pocket trick for you men to spring on your friends and business associates. And if you ladies want to be sure your guests have a good time at your next party, try entertaining them with Chandu's magic trick. Just send 25 cents in coin and a box top from White King Soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Make magic your hobby. Make White King your wash day soap. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.